everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Myla Lani.
And I'm Junie, and you're listening to Sustain Loving Kindness. In this podcast, we talk about why it's important to take care of our planet and how we can help.
This episode is dedicated to our Girl Scout Silver Award project. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. We're so happy to have you here. In this episode, we are going to talk about eco-friendly ways of cleaning and a couple of different recipes and a zero-waste cleaning routine, basically. So we have a couple different subjects. We're first going to talk about washing dishes by hand and with a dishwasher. And then we're going to talk about laundry, different sprays, cleaning sprays, and then more specifically in the bathroom. So I am going to start off by talking about washing dishes. So washing dishes is a very easy area, I guess you could say, to make eco-friendly. There are several things you can do, and it's really not that hard, and you don't have to switch up anything too much. There are several options. So the first thing I would like to mention are eco-friendly scrubbers / sponges. So I'm sure a lot of you use those plastic dish brushes, and that's totally fine. That's what I used before I learned about these other alternatives. But there's actually such thing as a bamboo scrubber. So it has a wooden handle and bamboo bristles, and it works the exact same thing. It works the exact same way as a normal dish brush would. The only thing that you should know is that because it is wood and it soaks up water, make sure that it's not sitting in water when you leave it, and you can even like wipe it down if you want to, but just if you just have it standing upright in a little cup, that should be fine just so that it can dry. And then as far as eco-friendly sponges go, there are some more eco-friendly options that are compostable or biodegradable and made out of natural materials. You can find eco-friendly sponges on pretty much any zero-waste store, such as Lauren Singer's Package Free Shop or Earth Hero. And sometimes you can even find them at Target or Walmart if you're lucky. And one really key mindset to have is, and this doesn't just go with dishes, it's also like shampoos and conditioners, any liquid products. Try to find products that have as little water as possible. So I was looking at the ingredients of a shampoo bottle the other day, and I realized that the very first two ingredients were number one, water, and number two, sodium lauryl sulfate. And that is pretty weird and gross, and honestly just, it has no purpose. The water has no purpose besides making it heavier and diluting the solution so that the company can sell it for more money and will make more money. So a solution that you can use is what's called a dish soap bar. So it's pretty much the same as a shampoo bar, well, the same idea, it's not the same ingredients, but it's just this big chunk of soap that's good for washing dishes, and you can use your bamboo scrubber to clean your dishes that way, and that is my favorite way of washing dishes, and it's really, the soaps are pretty affordable, and again, you can get them anywhere. But if you do want to try liquid dish soap, you can find liquid soap in glass bottles. So those are a really good idea because you can reuse them and recycle them.
Yeah, so we don't exactly like buy zero waste soaps that often, because especially since we're still traveling around and there's not exactly a zero waste store in every single town, we normally just go to Whole Foods because every town has that, or Costco. And so we have a glass jar that has a little pump on it. So what we do is we take the soap from the regular old like seventh generation soaps, because those are made with all natural ingredients, and we just squeeze it in there and then we recycle the bottle afterwards. So I mean, I'm still using the glass container, but the plastic container, I could still use that. But we just recycled it anyways.
So the difference, you guys might be confused. So the difference is, now I'm not sure for sure, but this is what my family does sometimes, is we get the, it's called buying it in bulk. So the soap and like a huge pouch of soap, which it has a lot more soap than just a regular pump. And then I would imagine they pour that into the glass bottle. So it's not just like a normal size. It's a lot bigger, and you can find those at Target.
Yeah. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is the dishwasher. And a lot of you may not use a dishwasher, and a lot of you use the dishwasher and you don't even wash your dishes. Right now, my family doesn't use a dishwasher because there isn't one in our RV, but some RVs might come with a dishwasher, so I don't know what your family does. But if you have a dishwasher, I know that some people use those individually wrapped little pods that you just put in there and then it dissolves once you turn it on and everything, and it's super convenient because you don't have to measure it or anything. The problem with that is it's wrapped in plastic, and the wrapped pods that you maybe unwrapped 10 years ago are still in the landfill and will be long after you have left this earth. So what you can do is you can make your own dish detergent if you want. Or you can just buy the soap or powder at your local store. Like, Seventh Generation has really good cleaning products that I would recommend. And they all come in, they do come in plastic containers. That's the problem. But you can recycle them. And they're just made with all natural ingredients. So not only is it better for you, but it's also better for your home. So you can use the Seventh Generation soap or powder. And then you can also just try to wash as many dishes as you can by hand. Like, my family and I, we don't even put our pots and pans in the dishwasher. We hand wash those and then we would let them dry overnight. And we would only wash dishes in there. And I mean, you can do that. You can definitely just wash everything by hand because it will save a whole lot more water than your dishwasher. And then also try to fit as many dishes in there as possible to save energy. And this one was something that my mom would always get annoyed with when I would wash the dishes when we had a dishwasher. She would get so mad because I could never figure out how to get them to fit in there correctly. And she'd be like, no, 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 you have to put it in this way. This is why you're not good at Tetris. And no, I am not good at Tetris anyways. I'm just not good with those types of games anyways. And so, I mean, that's what she always says whenever I can't put things in the dishwasher quickly. She's like, you need to play more Tetris. So, yeah, just try to figure out how to get them to fit in there so that you can fit more dishes in to the dishwasher. I know it's kind of confusing, but just put as many dishes as you can in a way that they will still get clean, but you're still fitting a whole bunch of dishes in there so that you can save energy. And then also, if you have an Energy Star dishwasher, that's great. Or you can, I mean, if yours doesn't have an Energy Star, that's fine. Don't go and just buy a new one if your dishwasher is working just fine. But try to save as much energy as possible and hand wash or put as many dishes as you can.
The next subject is laundry, and laundry is relatively similar to the dishwasher, relatively similar ideas. So the first thing is, now this is going to sound very, you'll just see. So the first thing is you can try to wash your clothes by hand. Now I know this is very inconvenient and very time consuming, and then you'll have to hang your clothes. So it's probably a very unrealistic idea to do on a daily basis, or however often you wash your clothes. But that's just, it's the most eco-friendly option. But for any of us who have things to do, you can still use a laundry machine and a dryer. So these machines you can find ones that are called, you can find washers and dryers that are supposed to be energy saving, that are supposed to save energy. But there are some things to do to make your own laundry machine more eco-friendly on its own. So please don't, like we keep saying, don't go out and buy some fancy washing machine just because we said so. If yours is working perfectly fine, that's way more wasteful than just using your old one. And so my number one tip would be to wash your clothes with cold water. If your laundry machine has this option, please wash it on either cold water or room temperature water, because then this is saving energy. It's not making the water hot, and it will actually wash your clothes. It's a lot more gentle on your clothes and make your clothes last longer. And cold water has been proven to remove stains way more effectively. And so as far as dryer balls go, some people do use like dryer sheets, and that's fine, you can, but the more eco-friendly alternative is something called a dryer ball. So it's basically this cotton ball that you stick in your dryer, and it fluffs up your laundry and makes it nice and fresh. I'm not super familiar with them, but I know that they are, a lot of people really like them. So now let's talk about detergents, laundry detergents. So as I mentioned before, with the liquid dishwashing soap, it's the exact same logic for liquid detergent. The companies dilute these products with so much water, and the only purpose is to make it heavier and to expand the product so that they can sell it for more money, and ultimately so that they can make more money. So the alternative is to use laundry powder. So it's the same thing, as it's basically just dehydrated liquid laundry detergent. So it's made with the same ingredients, just skips all the liquid ingredients. I sell my own laundry powder, in case anybody was wondering. You can find it it's Lilac and Birch Candles on Etsy, and it's made with completely natural ingredients. There are only 4 ingredients in it. And it's made with compostable packaging. But you can also find it at, I would probably say, any eco-friendly stores. Even sometimes, if you're lucky, Target has them. But a lot of times, when I've seen them at Target, the box is lined with plastic. I would recommend either checking mine out on Etsy, and you can also look. I know Packetry Shop has a good one that people like, and also I recommend checking out farmers markets. I know it's different with COVID; you can't really go anywhere, but some farmers markets are open with social distancing, and of course wearing masks. And you can find locally. Some local small businesses that sell laundry powder, and I would say that that's a really good option as well.
If you don't like laundry powder, because I know that some people have reactions to certain laundry detergents, if you would like to use a laundry soap that's a liquid, you can buy the huge containers of laundry detergent from Allen's Naturally, and they make theirs with all natural ingredients as well. They come in a huge package, and it lasted my family roughly, I don't know, at least a year, I think, and we would wash our laundry like every week. So I mean, it's a good thing to use. And another thing I wanted to mention is you do not have to fill up your laundry, the little drawer that's in the laundry thing that you can put your soap in. You don't have to fill it up all the way. You only need a small amount. And some laundry detergents or laundry powders will have a measuring cup. You really don't need as much Like, you don't need a whole cup of laundry detergent for a small load of laundry. Like, use a small amount because it can go a long way. And also, like we said with the dishes, try to put as many clothes in there as you can. Don't just put, like, two towels and then say, oh, my load is full. Like, fill it up as much as you can.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but no matter what the size load you're putting in, it's using the exact same amount of energy, because if you think about it, it's still doing the exact same process, just with less clothes. So it's using the same amount of energy, so you might as well just fill the washer to the brim, and then it'll ultimately save energy because you're not washing your clothes as often.
So the next thing that we were going to talk about are sprays. So I know spring cleaning is coming up soon for some of you. I mean, we're in the Northern Hemisphere. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, then it's about to be fall. But for us, it's about to be spring. So for sprays, you can... I know a lot of people use a bunch of different sprays. There's the disinfectant sprays. There's the air freshener sprays. There's the... like the vinegar sprays to get stains off and... It's just a whole bunch of stuff, but you don't have to have a different spray for every single thing. You don't need to have one spray for cleaning your shoes and another spray for cleaning your baseboards. Like my family, we use vinegar for a lot of cleaning things. You can also use lemon oil for cleaning a lot of things, like getting a sticker or something stuck to something that you really can't get off. You can just use lemon oil and water. So for sprays, they're super easy to make if you have essential oils, and the two brands I would recommend are doTERRA and Young Living. Those are the best and most popular, essential oil brands out there. doTERRA actually sells these things. They have this type of essential oil blend called On Guard, and it's used for protecting your immune system pretty much. And so it's just like a disinfectant for your body, but you can also use it as, you know, as it, in a diffuser, so you can smell it, and you can also use it for cleaning. And so they sell this container of soapy liquid. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. It's some sort of cleaning liquid, and we put it in a glass spray bottle, and you can add some water to it, and we used it to clean our tables, we used it to clean our counters, and it's completely safe. And they also sell laundry detergent with the same ingredients if you wanted to buy that, but they don't normally come in very big packages. Another spray that you can use, and I'll try to find the recipe for this, is a toilet spray. And a lot of you might use... You might have heard of the brand called Poo-Pourri, which is, it's a brand that sells sprays to spray in the bathroom if there's an unpleasant smell. And that was a big problem when we moved into our RV, because we have a very tiny bathroom and it's very hard to get rid of the smell, because, I mean, you open the door and the entire RV is just filled with that smell. And so you can make a toilet spray with witch hazel, water, and essential oils. So we made ours with lemon, peppermint, and tea tree oil, I think. And it's got a distinct smell to it, but it definitely gets the smell out of the bathroom and makes the bathroom smell a whole lot better. And you can also have a little diffuser in there and diffuse some oils too if you wanted. And then linen sprays, you can also make those if you use linen sprays. My family doesn't, but you can also make those with essential oils, and you can find some ideas for them on Pinterest, and we can also collect a whole bunch of them and try them out and then let you know on our blog or Instagram which one is best.
Yes, so the last thing we're going to talk about is the bathroom. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper in cleaning, specifically the bathroom. So the toilet, the bathtub, I don't know, tile, all of that. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is the toilet. Now, I know that it is very important to keep your toilet clean. It is, it's not the most sanitary surface ever. If you think about it, you're well, I don't have to explain, but it's very unsanitary, so it is important to keep it clean. So there are some things that you can use that are more eco-friendly and some even zero waste. So as my Leilani mentioned before, you can make your own sprays. So there are, I will link a recipe that I use to clean the outside of the toilet or the toilet bowl, but then there's also something, it's almost like a bath bomb for your toilet, if you know what a bath bomb is. It's like this little fizzy cube that you put in that cleans the water and the drain, and then you flush it and it cleans the pipes. So basically what it is, it's made out of very simple ingredients, and like I said, I'll link it in the blog. You don't have to make it. I'm pretty sure that you can buy it on a couple different zero waste websites, but they're so easy to make, I would honestly just recommend making them. And that's pretty much it for the toilet. With the homemade sprays, you clean the outside, and then with the fizzies, you can clean the inside.
Yeah, for the inside, another thing you can use if you don't necessarily just want to throw something in, if you feel like you should do a little bit more scrubbing, you can sprinkle some baking soda in there and pour a little bit of vinegar and then flush it and then scrub it and then repeat that again. And it's super easy. You don't have to go out and buy anything. Just use the vinegar and baking soda that you have in your house.
Yes, definitely. And so the rest of the bathroom, it's pretty much relatively the same idea as everything else. You don't need a different spray for different surfaces. You can literally use the same spray you used to clean your toilet bowl to clean the floor. It's really just soap. Pretty much just the same thing. I mean, obviously a shampoo bar is different than a dishwashing bar, is different than laundry detergent, it's different than what you clean your floor with, but it's pretty much the same idea. So just some things to look for whenever you're buying cleaning supplies. So the main idea is obviously to be eco-friendly. So that just means being using kind ingredients, not that don't have chemicals, and so just try to find products, if you are going to buy them, that are made with as few ingredients as possible, and that you actually know how to pronounce the things on the ingredients list, because if you can't pronounce it, it's very likely that it's a chemical, and if you can pronounce it, it's like pretty much 99% sure it's not a chemical. So you just want to make sure that you're buying things with good ingredients, and also try to find cleaning supplies with as little packaging as possible. A really easy way to completely eliminate the packaging is to buy soap in bar form. But I know sometimes you don't really want to use a bar, and you can then find things in either like recyclable, compostable, biodegradable packaging, or ideally a glass bottle. So the last thing is, we've said it before in this episode, but just try whenever you can make something on your own. It's pretty much always going to be the most eco-friendly and of course the most natural, because if you think about it, you can't exactly like buy some crazy toxic chemicals at Target or wherever you're shopping. So whenever you can, or whenever you have the time, try to make things on your own. I know it takes up a lot of time, and I know sometimes you're really in a pinch and you have to just get your house clean, but do some research. We can leave some links to recipes in the blog, and just try to make it.
All right, so I think that was all that we had planned for you guys today. If there's anything else you want to hear about in our episodes, make sure to give us a DM on Instagram. Or you can send us a voice message, and there's the link to that in our episode description if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or I don't know how it works on the other platforms that you listen on, but usually it will have a little bit of, like, maybe the first sentence or two in our podcast description, then it'll say details or more. You can click on that, and at the very bottom, there will be a link to send us a voice message if you would like, and you don't have access to Instagram. If you want to have your voice message asking us a question featured in an episode, please give us a DM. And then if there's anything you want to read about on our blog, let us know. We are open to comments and suggestions, and we will definitely see all of them and try to make a post or episode about it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and learned a little something new. Subscribe to stay tuned. We post every Friday and have a plethora of interesting content planned for you guys in the near future.
When you aren't listening to our podcast, feel free to give us a follow on our Instagram page or our Pinterest page, as well as our blog. We are at Sustain Loving Kindness Podcast on Instagram and Pinterest, and you can find the link to our blog on our podcast page labeled as our website.
We love each and every one of you so, so much. Have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to see you guys back next episode. Bye! Bye.